This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Paul Rasmussen, and if you're just getting back into the groove, it's Friday. So you can have your weekend, and a lot of people still have this day off and are back in action on Monday. One of the stories, Paul, toward the end of last year that caught my attention was finally Pittsburgh Public Schools banning cell phones around the entire district, which is the largest school district in the region. Some of the schools have had policies in place.
Yeah, the policies were set on a school-by-school basis until the end of the year. And that
so
all changed.
Brought a lot of questions about safety in terms of, I don't think anyone can deny that it's a distraction when you're talking about being in a classroom environment. But joining us, former Secret Service agent John Hudson is the head of his own company, Security Consulting Solutions. And we've talked to John in the past. John, Happy New Year. Welcome back.
Happy New Year, Larry. Thank you for having me.
I'm sure you have dealt with this question about whether it's better or not to have cell phones in classrooms from a security standpoint. What are some of the pros and cons?
Yeah, so, Larry, just a little bit of background. I've been dealing with the school security since 1999, since the Columbine shooting, and I've seen the evolution of the physical protection, technological protection, and now as we enter into the age of personal communication devices overall, and we look at the pros and cons. I've written school policy on the use of these PCDs, and what we've used is a number of different databases to include, breakdown of school shootings, because we're looking at safety as well as some other factors that come into play. But from K through 5, 6 through 8, 9 through 12, and the colleges and universities, because of the various age groups, you can't just, I wouldn't say you can just say, hey, one size fits all, and boom, no phones at all in any of these schools based on the age groups. So we take this information that we've, gathered from psychologists, law enforcement, and security experts. And we've said, okay, we focus on the student safety, we focus on academic focus, the digital responsibility, and basically in the instructional effectiveness. As the schools have noted, these are distractions. High school is a little bit different from grade school. You have to take into consideration many different factors, to include, in my own personal life, my grandkids have been recently, in the last couple of years, diagnosed with diabetes, and these smart devices, such as their phone, alerts to them when their blood sugar gets too high or gets too low, and reminds them that, hey, boom, they have to eat. So there are certain considerations that you have to consider, even if you're, you know, in the fourth or fifth grade, where you're, you know, responsible enough to at least and trained by your parents to use a phone to provide to you a medical alert, as well as your parents at home. I've experienced some of this in my personal life, as I mentioned. So there are some exceptional cases that you have to consider when putting out a policy of, boom, just no phones, period. So you really have to break it down by age groups. This ban overall for, hey, high school, grade school, completely all of the schools in the Pittsburgh public school system, as you mentioned earlier, is not one scenario fits all. So once you've broken that down, and we've done this through our policies that we've written for those various age groups, the pros, obviously, in a higher education, high school levels, you can use this device to help communicate to the outside if you have a, let's say, if an active shooter incident. I mean, granted, this past year, there have only been about roughly 80 shootings during the course of 2025, which has dramatically come down from, say, around 300 the year before and 400 the year before that. There's been about 1,300 school shootings since 2020. So schools, what this data tells me are the schools have begun to look at the security posture of their facilities and have deterred some of the school shootings through social media, kids reporting other kids that have said inappropriate things and cast dispersions on the school. So they've been able to nip that in the bud quick.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
But there are some pros. The cons, obviously, they're distractions. The social media distractions, bullying, and things like that. So you have to take each case a little bit differently. And I think if you broke that down in age groups, if I were to summarize this, you broke this down in age groups from K through 5, 6 through 8, and so on, 9 through 12, and broke down the policies, outline your pros and cons, use your databases that are readily available to help guide you in your policies, you could have a more effective policy and, I guess, probably harmony amongst the kids in schools. But, I can see it from both sides. Right.
John, I have a question about the concerns that parents have. You mentioned the medical issues with your children, also the school shootings, or you have police activity and they've locked down the school because they're at work in a nearby neighborhood. What's the right workaround for school policies on cell phones when it comes to parents being able to contact their children?
Yeah, first of all, we have to go back to those age groups, because there isn't one size fits all. If you're dealing with K through 5, it's going to be a little bit differently. You have to rely on staff intervention. You have to rely on school nurses, you know, there's probably a minority of children that have some medical issues that would call on a smart device to help them and assist them in caring for their personal treatment. You know, again, I've had some personal experiences in that area, so I'm pretty well versed there. When you get to the higher groups, you know, the grade school, the middle school, the 6th through 8th, and then the 9th through 12th, you have a different maturity level. And, you know, your 9 through 12, you want these guys to have phones. They have to coordinate rides after schools. They have after school activities. They're a little bit more mature in using it. Doesn't mean that you can't lock it down during the school itself and provide a policy in place where, hey, we're going to put it in the paper bag and throw it in your locker for the day or something along those lines. So there are restrictions that you can implement based on your policy, and there's, you know, got to be repercussions if you don't follow those. From a security standpoint, Larry, there's only been a few documented cases. There's no national database that suggests that, hey, look, it's from a security standpoint, a child or a student used this phone from inside of an active shooter situation and was able to navigate the police into a right direction as to which direction the shooter was heading, what color clothes the shooter was wearing. So there are some pros there, but it's a very small amount of cases that have been documented. You know, the Oxford High School, Michigan State University, Santa Fe High School, just a very few in the last several years. So the argument from a safety and security perspective is small, but there is some validity to it.
Well, there are exceptions already in place for somebody like, as you mentioned, your grandson, that you would utilize a phone for medical reasons. And they do have exceptions, but it'll be interesting to see what happens when the policy takes full effect in the coming year. For the most part, I think teachers welcome the fact that there'll be less distractions in the schools that don't already have that policy. But we'll see what happens this year. John, appreciate the time.
Thank you very much, Larry. Have a great day and a happy New Year.
You too. John Hudson, former Secret Service agent, who's the head of his own company, Security Consulting Incorporated. There's no doubt, though, Paul, in my mind, and I talked to Tamara Rush about this, who, you know, whose three children grew up, they had phones in school. She kind of argues that that's the way it is, and it shouldn't be an issue.
Well, it's also touches your family. Your son's a teacher here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
He has to deal with it in the classroom.
But think of the distractions now, and with the videos and artificial intelligence videos that are out there, and Aaron, you call it doom scrolling. A lot of that goes on. It's just a brain rot, let alone a distraction from being taught in a classroom.
Or interacting with your classmates. You know, I feel like it all disappears.
Social interaction and the growth that comes with that is part of, you know, if you're always locked on your phone, that to me is a bigger issue. So anyway, the controversy of those who don't want it to happen.
Yeah, I guess the real debate for a lot of families with younger children growing up now is at what age do we let them have one?
Oh, that's a whole nother can of worms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.